Well, what's going on in the other side of the planet? China, Afghanistan, Japan. Well, with us today is one of our experts. It's Gordon Chi Chang. And his Twitter handle, never forget his Twitter handle. You'll find out up to the minute what he is, at Gordon G. Chang. Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
I'm fine, John, and thank you so much.
Tell us, give all Americans an update. What the heck is going on? I mean, we hear a lot of rumors.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. For one thing, the Delta variant is hitting China very hard right now. They have Nanjing, which is a city of about 9.3 million, has, they say, 200 cases, but probably a lot more. State media says that Nanjing has been hit harder than any city since Wuhan. That's going back, of course, to 2019. But with this most recent string of cases, it's spread to 5 provinces, 13 cities, including Beijing, and it's not over yet. So China right now is in going through another wave of disease. You know, at the same time, there's so many other things that are occurring. It's just almost impossible to keep up with what's happening there.
I thought China has it pretty much under control, of things going on there. They've lost control on the virus?
I don't think they ever really had it under control. I mean, that was what they told the world. And at times, I think that they were winning the battle. But we've seen, for instance, if we go back about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, they were shutting down their crucial ports in Guangdong Province, which is the southern part of China, where their big ports are. And those have been shuttered because of what they say were 3 cases, but obviously a lot more. So there have been times when China has sort of been on top of this, as you point out, but not right now.
The other rumor I have, is I think it's verified, that with all the problems going on in Afghanistan, we understand that the Taliban went to visit with the Chinese government. What have you heard?
Yeah. Representatives of the Taliban met with Wang Yi, the foreign minister, who's the number 2 diplomat in China. And Beijing right now sees both opportunity, but I think more sees danger in what is happening in Afghanistan, which shares a 47-mile border with China. As the U.S. leaves, there's a vacuum. The Taliban will fill it. But the thing about the Taliban is that although it is the major element there, and although China's had very good relationship with the Taliban, even after 9/11, the Taliban has enemies. And those enemies are going to become the enemies of China. And also India, which is influential in Afghanistan, is also now got an incentive to give China a hard time. As a matter of fact, India already did that this year. An Indian tip actually broke up a espionage ring of including China and the Haqqani network. So India has a lot of incentive to go after China. And they'll see China's relationship with Kabul as being basically one of China's weak points.
Hong Kong. I understand that some of the business people, who was sentenced for 9 years now, a protester?
Yeah, the first case, the first person who was charged under the national security law, which Beijing imposed June 30 of last year, was sentenced for 9 years, which is considered a very stiff sentence, considering that basically he was advocating independence, and also he was accused of dangerous driving. There are maybe another 100 or so, probably a bit more than that, people who have been charged under the NSL, and they are coming up for trial. The biggest trial was that of Jimmy Lai, entrepreneur, the owner of Apple Daily, which was not only Hong Kong's main pro-democracy newspaper, but was Hong Kong's main newspaper. Jimmy is mid-70s, I think 75. He's probably going to spend the rest of his life in jail, in a Chinese jail, unless the United States does something to free him, which we should absolutely do.
Why some of the left-wing American people say communism is a better way of life? Have you figured that out yet, Gordon?
I have no answer to that, because we have seen not only what's occurred in the 5 established communist countries, but also what was occurred recently on the streets of Havana and 40 other cities and towns in Cuba. it just doesn't work. I mean, people may say they like the idea of communism, of socialism, but they forget that the only way to implement it is to for the regime to use force, because communism goes against life. It goes against human instincts. And as much as we'd like to think that people are perfectible, no, they're not. And so communism has never worked, and what we have seen are genocides and mass killings wherever communism has been put in place.
Taiwan, should we start fearing that something may happen in Taiwan? Will they be challenging us in the near future, you think? I mean, a lot of our chips come from Taiwan for our computers.
Yes, well, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company is the world's leader producer of sophisticated chips. I mean, Americans designed the most sophisticated computer chips in the world, but we can't make any of them. They're made by TSMC. And many people actually say, and this is subject to some dispute, but some people say that China will invade Taiwan because it wants TSMC. Other people say, well, no, they won't invade Taiwan because they need TSMC chips. I actually think, you know, probably there's a real risk of invasion. There are a lot of reasons, of course, for China not to invade, but the one thing that we don't think about are the problems in the Chinese Communist Party in senior circles that gives Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, a very low threshold of risk. So he could do something which is we consider irrational, something that we think is impossible, but he has incentives to do it because we, at this point, don't really understand what's going on there, but we can see the symptoms of severe stress.
We got a minute left. What else do you have for the American people on a Sunday morning?
The way that China treated Wendy Sherman, the Deputy Secretary of State, on Monday in Tianjin was disgraceful. And it really shows that as much as the United States wants to talk to China, China is in no mood to talk to the U.S. That's signs of problems in Beijing, but it's also signs that we should stop our efforts to pursue the Chinese because they're just not in a mood or they're not capable to have meaningful discussions with us.
There was rumors around that when Hunter Biden was in China, he refused to have the Secret Service around with him. Is there anything to that, or is that just a lot of BS?
I don't know, but the one thing we have to be concerned about Hunter Biden in China is that we know he's a troubled individual. If he actually did something, I'm sure that China's Ministry of State Security has video and audio recordings, and they could be used as blackmail. And we might never know about it because this will be a private conversation between some Chinese diplomat and President Biden. A father will protect his son. We've got to be concerned there are national security implications here.
Wow. Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, thank you so much for coming on and keeping track of what's really going on, and we'll catch up again real soon.
Thank you so much, John.